Washington state officials are still waging a war against a vicious intruder. In the past month or so, state entomologists have found and destroyed three more nests of murder hornets. The invasive bugs are notorious killers. They bite the heads off of honeybees and can destroy an entire hive in hours. It was a big deal when they were first found in the United States last fall. So let's check back in with the Washington Department of Agriculture. Carla Sulp, hello, welcome.
Hello, happy to be here.
So last fall, you found one nest, and then just in the past month or so, you found three more. Do you think we should be concerned that these murder hornets are spreading?
Well, at this point, they still remain in that same general area where we found the one nest last year. So we are not too concerned that they're spreading at this point, especially since last year we eradicated that nest pretty late in the season. When we did eradicate it, there were almost 200 queens in the nest. And so at that point, we figured we got most of the queens, but maybe not all of the queens. That seems to be the case. We found a few in the area, hoping that that's all we are going to find.
Yes, people in the area are, in fact, hoping that. I spoke with your colleague, Chris Looney, last year, who described what they did to that nest. Here he is.
We sort of blocked off all the places the wasps could possibly get out, except for one small hole, and then we harassed the nest by banging on it and vacuuming out the workers as they emerged to defend themselves. Once that happened, we were able to seal the nest back up with spray foam, cut the tree down, and then take it to a quarantine facility where we opened it in a cold room.
So those nests aren't just destroyed, they're actually taken apart, they're studied, and then the queens are counted. What more have you learned about these insects in the past year as you've done that research?
Well, it's been really interesting to see kind of the size of the nest that we've had this year. We've had two fairly good sized nests. One had almost 1,500 specimens in it. One was kind of small, just had around 400 specimens in it. And then the last one that we eradicated was actually 777 specimens.
Wow.
Luckily, we have not had any new virgin queens found in the nest. That's the important thing to stop, is those new queens from emerging that could go on to start new nests and sort of perpetuate the problem even further.
I see. Well, as I said, the local honeybee population are the real victims here. Have you seen those bees suffering? Because there are hundreds of these hornets in a nest.
Interestingly, not really this year. That's not to say that they aren't eating honeybees. We know that they are, but they're also eating a lot of other things. They really go after paper wasp nests. They're pretty easy pickings because the nest is just open. There's no, you know, paper casing around it or anything like that. And they're mostly under people's eaves. So we've had a lot of reports of people seeing them attacking those paper wasp nests.
What about run-ins with humans then?
I'm not aware of any reports this year of anyone being stung, for example. I've been around a lot of the nests and they never bother me because I'm not bothering them. They do go after our team when they're in their suits that are actually actively eradicating the nests, but otherwise they pretty much just ignore us.
So I guess the question is, what's the plan? How are you going to keep these hornets from spreading even further? Do you just have to find one nest at a time and wipe it out?
Yeah, I won't lie. It's a really challenging prospect because they like to nest in apparently trees, but also in the ground in forested areas. They're uninhabited and unmanaged forest areas for the most part, which makes it really challenging to find these nests because we don't have good traps. For example, we put traps up in the area around where we know there are nests because we found them, and there have been no hornets going into those traps. So people have been actually our best way of detecting nests when people see them, take a photo, report them to us. So it's daunting to think about all the areas in Whatcom County where there are no people to potentially report these nests.
So if that's the case, do you think you can win this war?
Probably not without a better trap. And USDA is working on that as we speak, trying to find something that is truly attractive to the Asian giant hornet. That would really be a game changer for us in this battle. And we'd have to get that, you know, relatively soon to make sure that we could potentially eradicate the population before it gets out of control. At this point, it still seems to be very localized, very small, but the longer it goes, the harder it's going to be to maintain that.
One scientist said that the sting feels like hot tacks being pushed into your skin. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad they stayed away from you.
Yeah, I'd rather not find that out.
Carla Salp with the Washington State Department of Agriculture, thank you so much for speaking with us, and best of luck finding those nests.
Thanks so much.
And we need your help with an upcoming segment on the show. The pandemic has forced a lot of us to re-examine our relationship with work. So we want to know how much of your identity, the way that you see yourself and the way that others see you, is dictated by your profession. Maybe you're a firefighter or a fundraiser or a murder hornet eradicator. Does that job define who you are? Let us know. No matter your job, or you can write us an email. It's letters@hereandnow.org or tweet us at Here and Now.